Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf lamed vav. All of us who are learning daf lamed vav are all lamed vavniks, right? Anyway, that's just an expression, lamed vav tzaddik. So we're going to start the Gemara. Mosav Rav Simi Bar Abba. Rav Simi Bar Abba asks the following kasha. What did we say yesterday? So if you go back yesterday for just a short moment, back in the Mishnah we learned on the second line that if you have a madir and a mudir, and the madir says to the mudir, I don't want you to have any hano'ah from me. Zero. No hano'ah. Says the Mishnah, nevertheless, if that madir is a koyin, he's allowed to go and bring on behalf of the mudir, kinei zovin, kinei zovois, kinei yoldois, chato'ois, va'ashomois. And the Gemara was madaik from that. We have that famous shaila, ar kahani shluchi didon, Ushluche, our Gemara says Shluche Dishmaya, in the Bavli usually says Shluche Derachmana. A lot of Nedarim has a different nusach like Yerushalmi nusach. Regardless, Shluche Dishmaya, Shluche Derachmana are synonymous terms, which means when a person does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, is he working on behalf of the Rabbi Nishloim, or is he working on behalf of the other Yidin and Klai Yisrael, meaning the Levium and the Yisraelim, who are possible from doing the avoid? And the obvious question is, Nuvus the Nafkimina, he does the Avoida for us, for Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, Nafkimina is the Gabi, this Mudra Noah business. If he happens to be Shluchi Deshmaya, he's not doing work for me, says the Mudr. He's doing work for the Rabbi Shalom. Just like he davens every day, he doesn't daven for me, so he does the Avoida every day in the Bismi English. Nothing to do with me. So therefore, he's allowed to do the Avoida and bring the Kabonis of the Mudr. On the other hand, if he's Shluchi Didan, so then I, the mudir, want to bring the carbon. I'm not allowed to. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you send the shliach on your behalf to go and do it on your behalf. I'm not allowed to go and make the kohen my shliach. He's not allowed to do things for me. He's not allowed to be mahanami. That was the Gemara Shaili yesterday. And the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, l'choira, I have a raya that they happen to be shlucha d'shmaya. Why? Because how can the Mishnah say that the Madir brings kinei zovin, kinei zovis, kinei yoldis. After all, he's being, if you say shluch adidon, that he is the mudr shliach, he's giving him hanah. He's l'chayra raya, that it's shluch adishmayo, shluch adrachmona. That was the initial raya. Says the Gemara, punk fakert. The raya is the other way around. Why does the Mishnah enumerate these particular kabbanas, zovin, zovis, yoldis, chatois, hashomis? Why didn't it say makrav olav, Kol ha-karbonais kulam, from A to Z, including oilois, and shlomim, and bechor, and maser, and pesach, and everybody. So therefore the Gemara said, in truth, the kahanim are shluchi didon. They do the shlichas on our behalf. And therefore, the kohen is not allowed to do the avoid on behalf of the mudr, with the exception of the karbonis of our Mishnah. Why are those so exceptional? Because they are mechusari kapara. What's a mechusar kapara? There are four classes of individuals who have to bring a carbon in order to go and finally take away the last remaining vestiges of tumah. Most people that become tumah just go to the mikveh or pour aduma water. Here, they became tumah, a zova, a ledus, and the Mitzayra, all have Tumah. To remove their Tumah, it's not just enough to go to the mikveh. It's not enough just to have Herif Shemesh, but they have to bring a Karbon. Oh, those Karbonis are Karbonis of Mechusari Kapara. Mechusari Kapara over here really means Mechusar, that final removal of the final Tumah, so that from now on, they can now return to going into the Beis HaMikdash, and they can start eating Kodshim once again. Because until they bring those Karbanos, they are prohibited from going into the Beis HaMikdash, and they're prohibited from eating Karbanos. Ah, so therefore, says our Gemara, these do not require their das. We don't require their knowledge or their consent. A person can go and bring a Karban on their behalf, even without asking them. Why is that? If you look in the middle of yesterday's Amud Beis, the Amar of Yoichanan, Hakol Tzrichen Das, all other kabbanis you have to have the das of the Baal HaKarbon, Chutz Mechusari Kabbar, except for these four being Zavin Zavois, Yoldois, and Mitziroim. Why are these four different? Because I have a Pasik. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is Shari Oda may be carbon albanov albanoisef haktanim. A person who has a son, for instance, or a daughter, for instance, either one of them, he is a zov, she is a metzayra. They have to now bring their kabonais, not because they have a chiyuv, they're still katanim, after all, they're not bar mitzvah. But if they want to go and start eating kodshim, or if they want to go to the base of English, if they're zov or zov respectively, they cannot do that. The father can bring on their behalf. They don't have deya. The father brings it. Shenemar zois toiras hazov. The word toiras is so inclusive to tell you ben godel ben katan. So what do I see from that? That even a cotton, the father can bring out. The son cannot authorize or empower the father because he doesn't have das. He doesn't need to. The father brings it even without his das. And the Gemara learns from this, it's not just the cotton, but the same thing applies to the godel that a father can bring, and for that matter, anybody can bring on behalf of these zoven, zovois, yoldois, and mitzirom. Anybody and everybody can go and bring a carbon on their behalf. You don't need their das, you don't need their consent, their acquiescence. Done. So, which karbonis can he bring? Only these kinis of mizavis. But any other carbon he's not allowed to bring. Why not? Because of the fact that they're considered shluchei didan, and so anything besides those enumerated in the Mishnah are prohibited. And that was where we left off yesterday. And now the Gemara asks the kasha. Mosav Rasimi bar Abba, im hoye koyin, if the madir was a koyin, Yizrek Olav Dam Chatos V'Dam Hashomai. He's allowed to go and do the Zerikas Adam for the Chatos or Hashem on behalf of the Mudr. The Gemara assumes that we're talking about a normal carbon Chatos and a normal carbon Hashem. A regular carbon Chatos and a regular carbon Hashem have nothing to do with Mechusari Kapara. A person could, for instance, go and eat Chelev B'Shoyig. He has to bring a carbon Chatos. A person, unfortunately, went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei B'Shagig. He has to go, no, that would be early of the Yaret. Person did one of the five things for which you bring a Karban Asham, like Asham Eloi, Asham Gzeh, Asham Shifcharufa, etc. And you have to go and bring that Karban. Those don't prohibit a person from going to the Beis HaMikdash. Those are not Mechusari Kapara, that's a regular Chatas, a regular Asham. Nevertheless, the Kohen is allowed to go and do the Zrikas Adam on their behalf. Aye, didn't you just tell me that a Kohen, I'm sorry, not that the Kohanim are Shluchi Didan. If the Shluchi Didan, how can you go and bring a korban on behalf of the Mudr? He's doing Hanoah. He's being Mahanahim by being his Shliach and doing the Kabbonis. That's the Gemara's Kash. Zok the Gemara, we're not talking about your normal, regular Chatzis V'Yosham. We're talking about Dav Kedam Chatosi Shel Metzoira. V'Dam Hashom Shel Metzoira. Oh. We're not talking about a regular chatas and a regular osham. We're talking only about special chatas, the osham of a mitzvah. Mitzvah is like one of the four mechusari kapara. The zav and the zavois, yoldois, and mitzvah. Only there does the brice allow for the coin to be zoyrikas adam. Because as we said before, you don't need das. You don't have to be a shliach on their behalf. Anybody and everybody can go and bring their carbon. Of course, only the Kohen can do the Avodah. But anybody else can go and bring the carbon on his behalf. Why? You don't need das. All based on the Pasuk Toiras. Toiras comes to tell you, Echad Godel V'Echad Kotten. So you don't need das, and therefore you can bring it on behalf of everybody. And here too, by Mitzvah, just like we had a Pasuk by the Zov, Zois Toiras HaZov, the Gemara brought a Pasuk, Zois Toiras HaYoledes. Here too I have a Zois Toiras. What's a Zois Toiras? Zois Toiras, Zois Tia, Toiras Amitzoira, Bin Godel Uvein Kotter. Okay, so we answered our Kasha. When it says here in the Braise, Chatos V'Ashamay, we're not talking about Chatz V'Oshim generally, we're talking about Dam Chatos V'Shom Mitzoira, Dam Hashom V'Shom Mitzoira.
One second.
So now what Barry is about to ask is, why did the Gemara have to go and bring this Braise? Why don't we ask from our Mishnah? The Mishnah, besides the Kinei Zovin, Kinei Yoldois, says Chatois Vashomois. We could have asked the same question for the Mishnah. Why does it say in the Mishnah that the Kohen can go and bring a Chatos V'Yosham? Your regular Chatos V'Yosham have nothing to do with Chusori Kapara, and we see that a person is allowed, the Kohen is allowed to do that Avodah. Is the Chayra Rai that they're not Shluchi Didon, they're Shluchi Dishmayo? That was your Kasha. Yeah. So who else asked this Kasha? The Tapran. Says the Tapran, based on this, some wanted to take out the words chatois vashomis of our Mishnah to omit them. You see the top right?
Yes.
Ikaman the Yomer, the midois of Rav Simi bar Abba mi Braisa, the lois of Masnisen. Why do they ask from our Mishnah? It says chatois vashomis. Shma minot the legoras mi Masnisen chatois vashomis. Apparently, these two words didn't appear in the Mishnah. Because otherwise, how is this Braisa any stronger than the Mishnah? The Mishnah obviously is even more or reliable than the Braisa, more authoritative, so it would be much better to ask for the Mishnah than just ask from a Braisa. And the Gemara could have given the same parents. That Chatosu v'Hashamai, we're not talking about general Chatos v'Yoshem, we're talking about the Dam v'Chatos, Chatos v'Yoshem of a Metzayra. So it could be the exact same Shakli v'Tari, the same Masumah. Zhokteran, no, you don't have to delete those words. V'imeholoi iria. Just by the company that you keep, you can tell what we're talking about. Since it says in the Mishnah, Kinei Zoven, Kinei Zoves, Kinei Yoldois, why does it throw in Chatois Vashomis? It must be of the same genre, of the same class. What means the same class? Those types of kabanas that are brought by Mechuzari Kapara. Who brings the carbon chatzis and the carbon ashem? A metzayra. Oh, toch zayi git the chatzis yoshem metzayra. Chatzis doesn't have to be only metzayra. Chatzis can be all the other ones because every time you bring a can, one is an oil and one is a chatzis. So the point is, you can leave the words. If the Gemara would have asked, it says you can bring a chatzis to yoshem, we would have immediately knee jerk reaction say, come on, what are you asking such a silly question for? Don't you see we're talking about the chatzis the yoshem of one chazari kapara? Because if we were talking about kabbalas generally, then it didn't have to be chatzis v'yoshem. It could have said oyle mitashlamim mita b'chor maaser pesa. So therefore, from the Mishnah, nobody would have asked. Avu masnisa detoni stama, but this brisa, which is just written stam, it doesn't talk about the zovin and zovis and yogis. So if dam chatzos v'ashamim mashmali do b'chol chatzos k'omar. In the half a minute, we assume we're talking about every chatzos, every yoshem. But nevertheless, the Gemara said, no, nishke ferlach. The Braisa was really just an appendant to our Mishnah, and it meant taka the dam chatos, the dam hashomi of the mitzayra, the dam chatos, the mitzayra kama. It's good. You're happy with the kasha, you're happy with the teretz, and the Gemara continues on. Here's the fight. Zokti Gemara Tanat. We have in the Mishnah, not a Mishnah here, it's a Mishnah Maseches Menachos. A kehanim shepiglu b'mikdash. What happens to kehanim that were mafagil? We haven't learned about pigle in a long time. Metchum and kochum, we're going to get to it. But
that's,
you all know
what left over.
Oh, that's what we call noiser.
Tavana.
Pigle is referring to that when the kehanim do the avodah. By the way, it's not only doing the kehanim, it's also in the balim, that when they bring the carbon, they're not allowed to have a bad machshava. Now, what bad machshava? We're not talking about techniques, but the Yankees, that's not the bad machshava. Bad machshava is that they're not going to go and eat from this carbon, either chutz lezmanoi or chutz lemakoymei. Normally, a regular carbon, you can only eat the yom v'layla. By a shlom, you can eat the yom v'layla echad. What happens, a person brings a carbon today. What's today?
Wednesday.
A person brings a beautiful carbon, a carbon shlom. You can eat shlom Wednesday and Thursday. He's giving Kiddush to Shabbos because he has yotzeit after his great-great-grandmother. And he figures, at the Kiddush, I would like to go and give a piece of shlom. And he lives in Yerushalayim. It's not a problem if eating outside Chutz Yerushalayim. So he decides, oh, I'm going to go put away a nice piece of shlom in the freezer. I'm going to give it Shabbos morning. Give it. Are you allowed to go and eat the shlom then? That's called a machsheves pigel. There's another machsheves pigel, and that is Chutz l'mkoymai. Then he says that I'm going to give Kiddush to Shabbos in Bnei Brak. Or Tel Aviv, or wherever, outside Yerushalayim. So I'm going to take the shlom with me, put it in the freezer, take it out. So that's a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai. If he had both in Zinin for Shabbos and for Bnei Brak, then you got a double whammy, both chutz l'zmani, chutz l'mkoymai. Brother Barry will tell you that there's an afkimina between one and the other.
Also label chorus.
Exactly.
And just anyway, but perfect.
All we have to have for purpose of our Gemara is a machshava speak. So, if the Balaam themselves are mafagel the carbon, that when they are bringing the carbon, the Balaam is already thinking, oh, I'm going to go and eat it in 2 days from now, 3 days from now, or I'm going to eat it chutz Yerushalayim, then he is being mafagel. But this Mishnah tells us that a Kohen can also be mafagel. And if he is mafagel, what are the halachic and financial ramifications?
It could just be a thought. It doesn't have to be masa.
Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, if you have to say it or just think it.
No, he's talking about masa. Do you have to actually talk it? Eat it.
Not
two or three days later.
Oh, no.
Okay. So you heard the answer. The answer is just for the bad machshava alone. In other words, He intends eating it, the Kiddush, in 3 days from now. And guess what? He had so many mouths that wanted to eat the shlum tonight, and the next day it was all eaten before this man that you're...
So you couldn't carry out
his bad machshava.
Right.
Guess what? But they were not allowed to eat it, because that carbon became pigle as soon as he had that machshava, and you're not allowed to eat the pigle just like you're not allowed to eat noisa. So what you have to do with it, you have to go and burn it. You cannot use it. The carbon is puzzle, and you got to still bring a brand new carbon from square one. Good. So pigle is only machshava taka, not maisa. Just the machshava alone that he's going to go and eat it, that already asters this carbon. It's now a puzzle of carbon. You got to bring a brand new carbon. If you're wondering, isn't this kind of draconian, just a machshava alone? But that's a pasuk. If you have the Torah or a Sholim number 2, and even if you don't, you know the pasuk by heart, then he ochel ye ochel mibsar zevach shlomov bayoim hashlishi. He had a machshava to eat it on the third day. Lo ye rotze. His karma will not be ola le rotzon lefonov. Because the Baruch Hu says, feh, I don't want your karma. Hamakrev oisoi, what are the next words? Loi?
Yeshav.
Yechoshev loi.
Yechoshev lo. Pigul.
Good. What does the word Yechoshev come from? From the same lotion of machshava. Lo Yechoshev lo. Don't have such a machshava. Because if you do, what happens?
Pigul
ye. Pigul ye. Pigul. Okay? Halayit. So, that machshava is mafak. So now let's go back again to the Mishnah. Kehanim shepigulam mikrish. They were mafak. Mezidin, if they did it, mezid. No, in other words, they know Mr. Smith who's bringing the carbon, and they don't like Mr. Smith. And therefore they said, we're going to go and ruin his carbon. And as the Koyin is shechting, or the Koyin is doing Zrika Saddam, he calls out, Rabbi Isai, we're going to eat this carbon in Miyat Hashem in a week from now. And everybody realizes he's making a pickle, and Mr. Smith turns red and green and blue. He's going to have to bring a brand new carbon, because his carbon is possible. But this Kohen is a bad guy. Chayoven. Mezin Chayoven means he has to go and pay the Balaam for the damage that he did. After all, this carbon cost him $500. He has to pay him $500. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara is Medayik. Hashoygen. What happens if the Kohen did it b'shoygeg? He meant well. Apparently, Nishkas HaGrois HaTamar Chochem. And he figured, it'd be a nice thing. When's the last time you came to a Kiddush and Shul and you ate from Shlomim meat or Toidim meat or... are from a Masa Bahamim. Very, very rare. So therefore, he did it with a good heart, and he meant well, but he was a shogeg and he was mafakir. So what's a lachan and pturim? Then he does not have to go and pay the balan. The Gemara asks elsewhere, why don't you go and say that Odom is a mazikli oilam?
Mud
oilam, thank you. Ben or ben yoshin, ben bekavonish, oil bekavonish.
Ben shogeg.
Exactly. I'm sorry, was it your brother Shai? Okay, good. Anyway, the Gemara is not here. The Gemara is, in fact, in Masechta's Gittin, where the Gemara discusses why, if he's Mefagel B'shoyig, why should he be Potter? He should be Chayiv, just like Mezid, just like any other Mudlar. Anyway, Ayin Shah. But the Gemara is Medayik, Shoyim Peturim, Ella should be Gulim Pigul, but it remains Pigul. In other words, the only difference is, do you gotta pay? Don't you have to pay? But one thing is certain, it's Pigul. May not be Pigul perfect, but it's Pigul. So the Gemara, if you're telling me that when a kohen who does the avodah, he does it on behalf of the Rabbi Mishloim, then I can understand. He messed up. He didn't follow the rules and regulations, whether it be mezid or b'shoyi, then it's pigul. Eliyam b'shluchi didon hava. If you're going to go and tell him that the kohanim are our shluchim, am I pigul and pigul? Why is the pigul pigul? Lay malay. Let the mishaleach, meaning the owner of the carbon, say to the kohen, Shlicha shemisicha, it's taka true, you're my shliach, but I only made you a shliach the tkunai v'lelavasi, only to do a good job and not to do a bad job. Anything that you did bad, you were not my shliach. Similar to ain shliach l'dvar aveira, but not necessarily l'dvar aveira. I told you to go and do X, Y, and Z, not to do A, B, and C. This call out that you made, that you're going to eat it afterwards, chutz li Yushalayim, or chutz li Zmanoi, you were not authorized to do that. So when you say those words, that was on your own das. That was, you weren't representing me. And therefore, why do I say that it's pigul?
Why do you say it's putter is a better question.
Again, that's not our Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta's Gittin deals with
why. I'll wait a year, okay?
Yes, Hashem, get there. All we want to know is, how does he have the power and the authority to move a fagel? What happens, for instance, if you have somebody who's standing there in the Ezra's Nashim, watching as all of this is going on, and he also says to the one that's bringing the carbon to Mr. Smith, you know what? I have a machshavas pigel that we're going to go and eat this carbon. So everybody say,
who cares?
Who cares what you have to say? He's not the kohen and he's not the baal, and he's gornish. So the Gemara is saying is that if this kohen is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, he's not acting as the kohen who's being makir of the carbon. He's acting like a third party. I didn't authorize you to go and make a pigel. I only authorized you to go and take care of the shechita and the zrika and the chesedam, the whole business.
Ain't the most davar shein shalom.
Exactly. So therefore, Zokti Yomara, why would it become pigel? So if we say that it is pigel, l'choyre is a ray that shluchei terachmana and not shluchei didon. Since it's shluchei dishmai, shluchei terachmana. Okay, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, do what you're supposed to. He messed up. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says in the Pasuk, if you mess up like that, it becomes pigel. But if it happens to be my shluchim, I didn't authorize you to do this.
It should be meaningless. It vitiates the machshavas ha-mefagelis.
According to the Korban, according to which shluchei didan,
yes.
So the Korban, so the same makrav shlamim, is the Korban, is it considered like a
shute chutz,
or what is
it? Not shute
chutz. I'm not sure what you're asking, Brother Shai. Can you repeat your question?
I'm saying that if it were shluchei didan, you're saying so this is an ownerless korban at that point. If he does it improperly, so it's shluchei nishtakune. So what? So you're not my shliach. So then, who owns the behema? What's the status of the
behemoth? The owner of the behemoth is still the person, Mr. Smith, who brought it to the Azorah that morning to be Geshochten and for the Zrika Saddam, etc. He asked the Kohen, the Kohen's name was Mr. Cohen, and he said to Mr. Cohen, you do me a favor, please, and bring the carbon on my behalf and do it. Do the way you're supposed to. The Kohen said, of course, I solemnly swear that I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to. And what did he do? In a fit of enthusiasm, whilst he's shechting or whilst he's doing Zrika Saddam, he says, you know what, this carbon is such a beautiful carbon, we're going to eat it chutz l'zmanoi, eat it chutz l'mkoimoi. He meant well, but he made a big boo-boo. Says the Mishnah, based on the deer, pigul and pigul, it becomes pigul. Faitimara, why does it become pigul? Everything that he did vis-a-vis the Shechita was perfect, and the Zrika was perfect, the Locha Saddam, the Kabbalah Saddam. Everything was perfect, except for that one statement. On that one statement, we should go and push the delete button and say he was authorized to do Shechita, Kabbalah Saddam, Hailocha, and Zrika, but he wasn't authorized to make that statement. So therefore, that statement is meaningless. It has nothing to do with reality. And therefore, we should say the carbon is a kosher carbon, because it's like you or me. You're not a Kohen, right, Brother Shai? It's like you or me saying that this carbon should be pigel. That's worthless. I'm not the balim. I'm not the kohen. This kohen that's doing the voida, he is not the kohen on behalf of Mr. Smith, because he was not authorized to go and say pigel and pigel, to go and be mafagel. He was authorized to shecht. He did a great job in shechting. He was authorized to do kabbalah. Great job in halacha and kabbalah metaylocha mazik. All the other things he did perfectly. It's just this machshava that was terrible. So just push the delete button on the mashav and say the carbon is kosher. The fact that we say that the carbon is possible sounds like, says the Gemara, that they must be shluchei dirachmana. Because if shluchei didan, we should say this mashav was not authorized, forget about it. What he said was shtusim, and the carbon is good. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, amri shani gabi pigul. Yomakra lo yechoshev loy mikol mokay. You write under normal, general hilchoy shlichus, the mishaleach can say to the shliach, the tekunei shedarticha v'loy lavasi. I only sent you to go and do good stuff and not to do bad stuff, and you were not authorized. And therefore your machshava is worthless, meaningless, has no efficacy, no legality. It's out of here.
Deleted.
You have a lot of contracts that are written today where towards the end in the standard boilerplate, they say that if any one of the provisions of this contract is void, it should not affect the validity of any of the other provisions throughout the contract. Have you ever seen a provision like that?
Yes.
It's a pretty standard provision. So it's the same thing over here too. If any part of the avoider was void, i.e. that he said pigul and pigul, okay, that's not valid, cross it out. But everything else is fine. It doesn't invalidate any of the other provisions of the contract. It doesn't invalidate any other parts of the avodah. Everything else was done perfectly. So now the question is, why daka manishtan? What's the basis of saying that hilchos pigul are different than regular hilchos shlichus? Says more the amakrokus and the pasuk lo yechoshev loy mikol mokay vushtek mikol mokay vushtek. So lechoyer the ikur chosim and a sefer, the Rosh adds two words. What does he add? That right before the words lo yechoshev loy, my Rosh, it's halfway down the Rosh, the line begins hamakriv. Loi, lo yechoshev loi. Do you have that hamakrav loi? Do you have that? You have the Rosh there? Go down in the Rosh about 10, 12, 15 lines. It starts off in the bold hamakrav. Yeah, lost. Brother Barry, do you have
no,
that?
No, I have a different.
Tzur Sadaf.
Right.
Hamakrav oisei. Look, you see, okay. So
don't worry, just record me.
No, I want to show it to you. Don't be upset at me. You see, it says hamakrav, where this finger is. Hamakrav, you see? No, I took my finger.
Yes, I see. Just above the, yeah.
Okay, so what does it say?
Hashem is Vachem.
Before you get to, just the dark font, what does it say?
Hamakriv lo, yechashiv lo, my timer.
Okay, so now the word loy, the hamakriv loy, is a mistake. It's hamakriv oisai. That's why they have a small...
I see.
Hamakriv oisai lo, yechashiv loy. Meaning, the Rosh has the gear, so not just the yechashiv loy. Hamakriv oisai lo, yechashiv loy. Who's the makriv?
The coin.
That's the coin. Therefore, the Pasuk says... You coin, any coin that's being makriv, lo yechashiv loy, don't have a bad machshava. That's the mikol mokim drasha. Not lo yechashiv loy alone is not the drasha, it's the makriv oisai, lo yechashiv loy. That we're saying that this is not only the balim, but the person that's makriv, meaning the coin. So now the Rosh continuing on, darshinim bizvachim, kribei loy yachshoiv, alma machshavis hamakriv havi machshava lifsoil. Afagam v'lav videhu. We see from this, you found it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So you see the machshav is of the makriv being the koyin, is a machshav lifsoil, even though it's not his karbon. So that's the mikomokim from the words of makriv. Oh, you say, lo yechashav. Good. Zokim more bites. So with this lamaisa, we have now concluded our sugya, whether the shluchi d'shmaya or shluchi didon. Agimor is not poishit halacha lamaisa, what the din is.
And so then it wouldn't be helpful to the Baal of the Korban to tell the Kohen specifically, don't do anything bad. Because if he did do a Maaseh Pigul, it would still invalidate the Korban.
Anytime a Kohen does a Maaseh Pigul, it invalidates the Korban, whether he did it b'mezid or they did it b'shogeg.
Or independent of the Baal saying, don't do that.
Even if the Baal screams at him, don't do it, if he says it, it goes and passes the Korban.
Why do we have to decide it decisively one way or the other? Kohanim clearly are shluchim of both.
Mm-hmm.
They have aspects of both. I mean, they have. Why are we saying it's one of these unique situations?
Under normal circumstances, it doesn't make a difference. If you or I bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash, and then the kohen arrives, okay, what is this carbon? Is it an oila? Is it a shlom? Is it a carbon pesach? Is it a carbon chattas? Is whatever. Obviously, you can tell to a certain degree based on the gender and based on the nature of the animal.
Right. The
but after everything is said and done, there are certain animals which can be used across the board, or at least for multiple purposes. The coin asks, "What is it for?" Oh, okay, fine, that's good. Oh, Mr. Smith, you led us. You look like a nice you led us. If that's why you bring the carbon, that's fine. Anyway, your lettuce, of course, means a lady that just gave birth. Most men are not in that category.
Oh, a man can bring it for his wife, your lettuce.
That's for sure. We had that yesterday, we're going to have it today. Anyway, but the mice generally it's not a problem. The only time it becomes a problem is if you have a mother and a mudr hano situation. And as we know, you shouldn't make nadarim. You shouldn't make nadarim against other people. You shouldn't make nadarim generally. A person who makes a nadar, that's kinidr yishoyim. Tevashal leitidar, you should tidar leitishan. But bottom line is, if that were to occur, the mother and mother, can you classify him as either Dishmaya or as Didan? If you're going to tell me, like you just said, that he's both, then Avad, he would not be able to do the Avoida, because in his capacity as Shluchei Didan, then he's being Mahana, the Baal HaKarbon, by bringing the Karbon in his behalf. But if you are able to go and classify one or the other, and you can say Shluchei Dishmaya, then he would be able to bring the Karbon. Anyway, so... You have the Ran here on the side, in the middle. It doesn't have, it's not in bold font in my Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, you see, it says, Guf Omer B'Yochanan.
Yes.
Go up five lines. v'dochinan, and we're doche.
Roshan.
Shani got the bigel yamakra, etc. Hilkach bay and hocha loy ifshita. We were not poishu the shalot. Umiyun lehid the hocha loy ifshita lo. Even though here our gemara is not poishu. Mayhid perakam bekidushin muchav deshluch ishmaya ninu. Miatchem, we're going to get there. We're going to see there that it's takish shluch ishmaya. Like I wrote already yesterday, says the Rambam. And now we continue on to the next Shnikra Gemara Gufa. We're focusing on one of the aspects of yesterday. Gemara Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Tzrichan Das Chut Mimachuser Kapar. Anytime a person brings a korban, you have to have his knowledge and acquiescence and consent, except for the four classes of Mechuser Kapar, the Zav and Zavis, Yoldais, and Mitzrayim. Why? What's the mokar shari odem? Maybe carbon alban of the albanois of haktanim, because a person can go and bring a carbon on behalf of his kindalach. How do we know? So we already brought the gemara, the pasuk yesterday. Shemar zoyis teiras azov, bein godel bein cotton. Since he can go and bring it for the cotton, and the cotton doesn't have das, so he can bring it for the godel without the godel's das. Now left unsaid in the gemara, but with the Ran inserts, and as we'll see shortly, is that I see that Rabbi Yochanan holds donin efshir mishi e efshir. What does that mean? We have gemaras elsewhere whether you can be done efshir. Efshir means something which is possible. Mishi e efshir from something which is an impossibility. Meaning, who says that you don't need das for a gadol? It's true you don't need the das of a cotton, but that's because a cotton doesn't have das. You have a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old who became a zav. Not a common situation, but were it to occur. Then you go and say to your yingala, no, yankala, do you want me to bring a carbon? Tati, I'm hungry, I want cereal. You've been asking, do you want me to bring a carbon zav on your behalf? Tati, do you have some nash for me? I have to go to cheder and want to take along some potato chips. But I'm asking you about a carbon zav. Tati, my shoes are untied, can you help me? He doesn't know what you're talking about, carbon zav. He's a cotton. See, you don't have to have his das. But if you already have a son who's already bar mitzvah, you give a beautiful shekel, he leaned beautifully, plenty of maturity, plenty of sechel. Who says that you can go and bring a carbon on his behalf without his permission, without his acquiescence? Is a chasimin that Rabbi Yochanan holds done an efshir, mishi'i efshir, that you learn a thing which is possible from something which is impossible. Aha. So you wonder if that's the case. Elmiat, why don't you say Yobi Odum Chatas Chidov Al Chaveira? Why shouldn't you be able to go and bring a regular Korban Chatas? We don't think more use the term Chatas Chidov. It's just singling out one of many types. How many Chatos can one bring altogether? Regular Chatos?
There's a Chatas Chidov, regular Chatas Kavua. There's a Chatas Olivia, right?
Yeah. Okay, but in the Chatas Kavua, how many are they?
Oh, 34.
34 altogether.
Yes. Yes. How many Krisistan are there in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Krisis?
And then you have to delete two.
Right. So 36 with the two for two positive and
which are two positive?
Mila and the Pesach.
Exactly. Perfect. So you have 34 types of chatas, not types, 34 Averis for which you have to go and bring a Karm chatas. The Gemara calls it chatas chaylev just for convenience. If you're wondering, where does Chatas Chedev come from? You remember we had the Rosh and the Likutei Rashi back, I think it was Dalid, right? Where does the term Chatas Chedev come from? Yeah, we have in Dalid Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Omud, the Gemara said, Hari Chatas Chedev, right? Hari Chatas Chedev,
yes.
10 lines. Shein Matis B'nei, so what means Chatas Chedev? So the Rosh said a beautiful pshat in the Chatas Chedev. It's right before the end of the Rosh. It's about five lines before
the end. Kol
ha-chatos nikru al shem chatos chedev. The word chatos chedev really is a general term referring to all chatos. Can isa besoita, bedin hu shetehei chatos chedev t'una nesachim, ki roiv shigas korish, shenichshol ba'odem hi al yedei. Oh, stop. Okay, so leave out that part about mesech besoita, but the ikra starts from, why do we normally call a chatas chaylev? He says here, because ayde chaylev hamotzi betech habayit. I skip, go back. Kiroiv shigigas korei shenichshul ba'odam al piroiv. Your average individual that's bringing a karman chatas, when he stands online, and then the kohen says, what is this karman? It's karman chatas. What is it for? I ate chaylev b'shoygig. Ah, you're really the 12th person today that ate chaylev b'shoygig, and that's why you're bringing your karman chatas. Why was that so? Because hamotzi b'tichabayis. because most people, they shechted the carbon, they would go and do the tribering themselves. Tribering means to remove all of the chalev, the nikur, removing all of the blood vessels, and removing blood vessels, the giranoshe, and things of that nature. And then, of course, a person may not be a baki, and he left over a little bit of white chalev here and white chalev there, with the assumption that it was shuman, and then afterwards he realized, oh, what did I do? It was chalev after all. It was very juicy. It was machai, a little bit fat inside. But lemaisa, he wrote, he has to bring a chatzavin on the misnadiv. Well, you can bring a chatzavin adobah. It's only if you're chayv. So generally, the normal chatzas that people brought when they stood in line was for chalev. So that's why it's called chatzav. Rashi elsewhere says it's a, oh, so here I have the Moisef Rashi. I don't know if you have your Moisef Rashi, but Rashi brings here, the Moisef Rashi brings from Masechta Soita.
Kol
chatzas stam, kori chatzas chalev. Why? The boser chalev ksiv. Because of the juxtaposition of the psukim, the chsiv in Parshas Vayikra, it says, "Kol chelu v'chol dam lo yisay chelu," and right after that, it talks about the Parshas Chatzas, that a person who did achas mikol mitzvah Hashem, asher lo yisay senu v'yashemu, I know the chatzas shechot olea, whatever, he realizes that he did a chet b'shoiging, then he has to go and bring his carbon chatzas. Ah, so since the two are together as asmichus, so any stam chatzas is called chatzas chelu. I mentioned you saw the voice of Rashi too, so you have two reasons. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so we say the word chatzas chaylev, don't get caught up on the word chaylev, just think it says mechati yavi odom chatzas stam, regular chatzas al chavera. Why don't I say that you or I should be able to voluntarily bring a korban chatzas on behalf of someone that was chote v'shokik? Shekein odom maybe al ishtoi shoite, kirem Yehuda. Just like a person can go and bring on behalf of his wife, who Nebuch is deranged, like Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda say yesterday? If you go back to the Gemara of yesterday, 5-6 lines from the bottom of the Amud, first the Gemara brought Zeis Teres Hayiledes Ben Pichas Ben Shoyte, and then the Gemara says, Shekein Oda Mevi Korban Al Ishtoi Shoyte, Kedir Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda take this from that you can bring a korban al ishtei shoyte? The Sanhedrin says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oda maybe korban osher al ishtoi. He can go and bring a korban on behalf of his wife. Now the Gemara assumes at this point that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to all korbanos generally. Why? What's the makar from this pasuk that we just brought that you can go and have side, toiras ayiledes, ben pichas, ben shoyte, and therefore this applies across the board. Yishokti Yomori yet. If that's the case, that you can go and bring on behalf of your ishtoi shoyte, which means you don't need her das. So now, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the donen efsher, mishi I efsher, that you can go and bring a korban on behalf of your child, the godoil, even without his das. Because you can bring it on behalf of the cotton, she'ein lo das, so why don't you go and say that just like a person can go and bring a korban on behalf of his ishtoi, shoyte, she'ein bo das, he should be able to go and bring it on behalf of his isha, she'yesh bo das, and then just go the next step, bring it on behalf of anyone, she'yesh bo das. Alom omre blazar, hifrish chatzas chelev, mitchum, tonight I'll see you, yeah, in a class. Very good. Hifrish chatzas chelev al chaveroi, if I or you or someone brought a chatzas on behalf of your chaver without his permission or consent, he didn't appoint you as a shliach, he didn't ask you to do it, you just did it on your own. Lo yosa klum, this is gunish. Why is it gunish? Why don't you say, don an efshem mishi efshem? And say, just like I can go and bring it on behalf of my wife who's deranged, I can go and bring it on behalf of someone who's not deranged. Why do I say Liyasa Klum? Says Yimar, to answer your question, first I want to go and pick at the details. Ishtoi Shoyte Hechidami. Explain to me, what does that mean, that Ishtoi Shoyte, you're bringing a carbon on her behalf. Idi Ochla Kishi Shoyte, if we're talking about that, for instance, she ate the chalev when she was deranged, Labas Garbini, she's not responsible. It's like any Cheir Shoyte B'Katan, you cannot punish them, you cannot expect that they should go and follow the strictures of the 613 mitzvahs. Ain't by das, a Cheir Shoyte B'Katan is part of them, we call it Teir Kula, so Labas Garbini, she doesn't have to be a Karbini. Elamai be the Ochla Kishi Pichas, Baruch Hashem, at the time that she ate it, she was normal. Unfortunately, thereafter, the Nishtatis, now she became a Shoyte. And now she cannot bring the Karbini, because now she's Tidrait. And you're saying that the husband can go and bring it on her behalf. Aye. Umr Yemi Umr Babo Umr Bioichana Ochel Chelev, the Hifrish Karbin, Lamed Vav, the Nishtata, and the person never became a Shaita, the Chaz of Nishtata, and then afterwards the person became Shafui. Shafui means that the person is normal again. Possible the Karbin that the Mafrish in between is possible. Hoyu the Nidcha Nidcha. It's a lotion of Dichoi. Since at some point in time this carbon was on behalf of a shaitim, and a shaitim is parted from a carbon, is the chos carbon. If it's chos carbon, even now when the person became normal again,
it's defective.
Defective, no good. So ibazoi, then a person in fact cannot bring a carbon on behalf of his wife who is the shaitim. Sai if she's still a shaitim, and sai if she's no longer a shaitim. You cannot go and bring a carbon on her behalf. Why? Because of the fact that it's nitcha, the person is possible, or is potter from bringing a carbon. No, it's like bringing a carbon chatzas benedivus. But that's not mechuyev, you can't bring it.
But that's the psuls and the korban, because it was the husband was mafresh the korban before she nishtata.
Absolutely.
If he was not mafresh the korban, if it was all chulin, and he did like hillel, and he waited to...
That's a nice word. The Gemara doesn't hold that. The Gemara assumes that once she was a shoit at any time in this whole process,
he was not okay.
Yeah, maybe if it was when she was originally normal, and then afterwards nishtata, and then afterwards and then after that she became normal again, and now you mafresh the korban, right. Maybe it would be different, because both at the time of the commission of the Aveda, and now when you bring the korban, she's normal, right. Even though she was a shoit in between. But one thing's for sure, if she's a shoit at the time of bringing the korban, then or at the time that she committed the sin of eating chaylev, or whatever it is, you're part. So if that's the case, so what were you telling me that a person can be mafresh a chatas on behalf of his wife, who's a shoita? That's what the Gemara said at the outset, on the ati, yovi odem chatas chaylev chaver, she can odem meigal ishto yishoita k'Rabbi Yehuda. So what the Gemara is telling us is, you made one big boo-boo. Rabbi Yehuda does not empower or authorize a husband to go and bring a chatas chaylev on behalf of ishtoi shoyte, only to go and bring a carbon on behalf of ishtoi yoledes shoyte.
Because it's carbon usher.
Because over there, there's a pasuk. What was the pasuk? Zois teiras hayoledes. And in fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, what was even the havamin? I don't have a zois teiras over here. Where is the zois teiras? By the case of the zov, I had the zois teiras hazov. By the Yeledes, I have Zoyis Tredes HaYeledes. By Zov, I have Zoyis Tredes HaZovah. I have, by the Mitzoyer, there's also a Pasuk, Zoyis Tia, Tredes HaMitzoyer.
We have Torah Zoyis HaChatas, don't we? We have a Pasuk, Zoyis Torah HaChatas, in Vayikra. I don't have to look to find it, but I preach the Torah uses that language, doesn't it?
Anyway, this is the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side. He says, what was the Gemara's Havamina? Zoyis Tredes HaYeledes, Rabbi Tisha Shoyta, Kamesh Kosu Aran. I'm looking at the last four lines. The like Siv Toiras Leker Abuya. So what was the Shail in the first place? MSA maybe Alishtoi Shoita. Kim the Tzorach Das. The Tzorach Li'in God. That's the Rabbi Kivega. The Rishash in the back of the Gemara says, you're right, there is no Pasik Zois Toiras on a case of a Chatas Chaylev or anything else. However, it says at the end of Chatas, Toira Achas Yilachem Lo'oise Bishkoga. So the Torah Achas Yilachem, it's not the Zoyis Torah, but also Torah Achas. And from that, you're marbe in the Havamina, that if you have a wife at Chas Hashom is deranged, you can go and bring a carbon on her behalf. But the Gemara is saying at the end, no. A regular carbon you cannot bring on behalf of your wife, the Shoyte. The only time you can go and bring a carbon, the wife, the Shoyte, by the carbon of a Yoledes. Manishtana Yoledes, explains the Rosh, because over here we're not bringing it for Kapara. She's after all Nebuch Tzidrait. Besides the fact that Yoledes is really not for Kapara. It's a matir to be able to go and eat Korbanis and to be able to go to Beis HaMikdash. So but what happens if a person has a wife that's deranged? He's taking her up to Yerushalayim for Pesach, and now he's serving Korban Pesach at the table. If she gave birth to a child and she didn't go and bring her Korban, she's part of being a Korban, but if you don't bring a Korban, she will never be able to go and eat from the Korban Pesach. Or from any other carbon for that matter. And she won't be able to go into the base of English. So therefore, for that he's allowed to, based on the Pasuk, so he's there to see letters, to include even a shoita. So that shoita can be your bringing, but a chatas chelev you cannot bring. So therefore you don't have a kasha, why you can't bring a chatas chelev al chaveira, because in fact you cannot bring a chatas chelev on your own wife that unfortunately has no das.
It also said carbon usher. Usher is only going to get with all of your age type situation, like a yoledes.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I'll look for it after this year, there is an expression, Torah, by Chatas and Vayikra.
Okay, so maybe that's the Torah Achas Yilachamu.
Maybe that's what you're thinking about.
Anyway, that's Rishash and back in the Gemara. Many don't forget to look up the Rishash later on. Zok Gemara, Elamayata. So Frank Gemara, yet Yavi Odom Pesach al Chaveira, Shekain Odom maybe al Banab al Benoise Vaktanen. Why shouldn't I be able to now go and bring on behalf of my chaver? I know my chaver is very, very delayed in everything that he does. And he didn't sign up for any of the registries. I went around Yerushalayim. I did a Google search for all of the registries. And I found that my good friend, Mr. Yankel Smith, is not listed on any of them. So you know what? I'm going to pay $20 and I'm going to put him on my registry. Zokti Gemara, why shouldn't a person be able to bring a Pesach HaVeir Shekin or the maybe al Banu B'nai Sevaktanim? We know that a person can go and enlist his Banu B'nai Sevaktanim. They have no Das, and you can put their names among the Menuyim. How do I know this? Gemara is going to say another three lines, because it says, Selebeis Ovoi Selaboyis, Selebeis Ovoi, sounds like the Av takes care of all the Kindalach, and he throws them onto the list of Menuyim by paying for them, and therefore registering them. So you should be able to do it for somebody else. Just like you can do it for those Shein Badas, if you hold the Donan Efshir Mishi'i Efshir, go and do it for the Karim Pesach for somebody else. Shekin Adam Evi Abin Adak Tanim. Alom HaRab Lozer. Hifrish Pesach HaChaber Yosef Klum. If you register somebody else without his appointing you as a Shliach, etc., it's Gornish. Why? Donan Efshir Mishi'i Efshir, you should be able to. Om Rav Zeira. Celebrates all boys. Lav D'Araisa. And the help out Mendi. Hatzula is on the way. Tell them to push and you'll pull at the same time.
Push the top, the top. Push the top.
Oh. The Baruch Hashem. Everything more on Reb Zeira, celebrates, always love the Raita. This is really not a drasha. It's really more an asmachta. Why? Because Yabanu v'benoisev haktanim do not require minoy. Even though everybody in Klal Yisrael has to be a monoy for purposes of the Karm Pesach, not Ktanim. Ktanim are exempt from this rule. Umimai, how do I know? But not do a Mishnah. I'm going to go and register, and I'm going to tell you whoever comes first, you're going to be included in the Karm Pesach. All the others, the Chayr, are not going to be included. Kivin Shehichlis, Risha, Barash, Barisha, Barubai. As soon as the first one runs in, I won the Pesach marathon. Zocha b'chalko, he is zocha. Umezakis echavim, and he'll now be schlep along all his brothers with him, the losers in this marathon. He'll schlep them too, that they should be part of the Karn Pesach. Freitimor b'yamris, celebrates always. Is the araisa, al bisrakoi, if the carbon is already geshochten, and now it's already in the form of slaughtered meat, and now it's basar, umezakalu, now you can be mezakah. We learn from a pasuk, miois miseh, that it has to be michiyusoy deseh. You can only be mezakah for someone, you yourself, or somebody else. Before the shrita. Once it's already geshochted, it's no longer miois michiyusoy deseh. So therefore, how could this work? So to Yomara, elamai is a simon by tanim, you don't have to have the menuyim. So why did the father say, whoever's going to be first, he's going to win out? He wants to teach them, don't be tardy. Come on time. How do I know? Time nami hachi. Masahoy the kidmu bonus lebanim. Can you imagine the girls came before the boys? Asham de nacharpa. The girls came before the boys. In other words, they ran the marathon and they won. Menim tu bonus zrizois u bonim shfalim. So therefore, they won the marathon, and the boys, unfortunately, they were late. So what's the raya from that? So if you look at the last run on the bottom of the Amid, Menim tu bonus zrizois. For like Tani bonus zochu. And the Bonim Loi Zochu. It doesn't say that they were Zoich in the Karm Pesach, and the others, sorry, you didn't bring a Karm Pesach, maybe you have to wait until Pesach Shiny. Well, if it's a cotton, he probably doesn't. Alma Loi Neskam Lazarus Bilbad. It doesn't say that they were Zoich and they were not Zoich. Here it says that they were Zri Zoich and they were Shvalim. Oh, you see that this was just a nice tactic on the part of the father to incentivize them to go and win the race, but love Dafka. So therefore, that's why you cannot bring it apart on behalf of anybody else. Even if you hold Donan Efshir Mishi Efshir, here you cannot add the children, the Ketanim, to the Menuyim. Because you don't have to. They can eat from the Karm Pesach even if they're not Menuyim. But I can't bring a Rai from that to someone else who is required to be a Menuyim if he's a Godel. Therefore, if you go a Mezaka to somebody else, Le'osu V'Le'klum, he has to either authorize you or he has to do it himself. Okay.
And that's from Celebius.
That's from the Celebius. Always Celebius, correct. That everybody has to be a monoi.
But no, but I'm saying that the children do not have to be.
The children do not have to be menuyim. Not at all.
Right.
Yeah. That's halacha. That's halacha. You don't. There is no necessity. They have no dint of being listed. Let's see. What does the Ran say? How can you do it? Okay, what does he say? He says somewhere, oh, look at the second wide line of the Ran. Normally I would be done. Efshe mishi efshe. Umi bepesach loy matzil amedik. The celibate sovis lav deraisa. Dimina toira ein haktanim tzrichem li monis besem in echaburo. Mina toira, they do not have to go in and list. They don't have to write their names. El oichlim imenu, they can eat from the carbon pesach even without minoi. Avu bishloi nimnu alot. The alfa gav de ein pesach nechal elam nuyav. Hani milu beru uyin li monis. Those are Klal Yisrael from Bar Mitzvah and up. Avotan Malab and Ehochi. Less than one. No requirement. They can eat Karm Pesach even though they're not Minuyim. But you can't learn from that to somebody who required to be a Monoi. Good. And we go back to the first halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah began the Trinim es Trumasai umasroisav lidatoi. Right? Go back to Lamed Hayamad Beis. I don't know why the Gemara focused on the second halacha first about the Kinezob and Kinezobis with this Gishmak Asugya of the Kahana Mishluchin Yidon, Mishluchin Ishmaya. We should have first dealt with the first Ichvesnish. But Ein.
ABBA.
Ein Muktam Ucha Batayra. ABBA. Kenoch.
Gotcha.
That's usually in the Mishnah as opposed to the Gemara. But anyway, so we go back to Vetrinim Estromosi Masrois of Ledata. You have a Madr and a Mudr. The Mudr is a farmer. He has to go and give Trumas and Maestris. Says our Mishnah that the Madr can go and give the Truma Maestris on his behalf, Ledatoi. Now, we're going to have two questions in the Gemara. First of all, where are you taking the Truma and Maaser from? Are you taking it from the Tvua or the Peiris of the Mudor? Or is the Madr being so gracious and so nice that he's taking from his own Tvua and his own Peiris? We're talking about, obviously, from the same year. It's Menachodesh, Menachodesh, Menayoshan, Aliyoshan. Or it's from the same Min. So therefore the Gemara says, you don't have to dafka go and take from the Tvua of the Mudor. The Madr can also give from his. So that's going to be one shaila. Shaila number two, when it says ledatoi, does that mean the das of the mudr, that the mudr has to consent and has to be with his knowledge? Or maybe ledato means that just the madr has to have his das. Now, obviously the madr can do it when he's asleep or when he's not focusing. About he has to be ledatoi. But he means that's the diuk, that you only require the das of the madr and you don't require the das of the mudr. As long as the Madr knows what he's doing, he's giving the Trumas and Maestris, that's fine, you don't need the Das of the Mudr. So that's going to be the double Shaila in our Gemara. When does it say that the Madr can do it on behalf of the Mudr? So, on the top of the Amid, Bezi Boilu, HaTorim Mishaleh Shel Chaveray, which is our case in our Mishnah. Tzorach Datu Eloi, do you need his acquiescence, his consent, or not? Can you just be a good guy, or do without his Das whatsoever? Obviously it's a schus on behalf of the mudr, that, or on behalf of the chaver. Here we're not necessarily talking about madr and mudr, we're just talking about Yankel on behalf
of
Beryl.
Case.
Exactly, Yankel's doing it for Beryl. Beryl has to go and give all these trumas and maestres, so it's a schus that the other person was machshirit by taking over the trumas and maestres. And therefore like Tzorach Das, like the Ran says, Zoch lo adam shloi b'fonav, you don't need his acquiescence or his consent, because Avadi's going to be delighted. Oh, you do not know. Mitzvah delay. This is my mitzvah. I look forward a whole year for this mitzvah. I've been planting and I've been sowing and I've been fertilizing and I've been pruning and all the harvesting. Oh, I wait for that mitzvah to give the trumas and maasros. And you take away my mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah myself. Don't do me any favors. I want to do the mitzvah. Does dig more shame. His Toshim Alas bring a right from our Mishnah. Toyu Mr. Moisves Masrois of Ladatoy, Bemayas Kinon. What is this talking about? Ilema. That's the double question that we ask. Number one, min balakri al bal al shel balakri, that I went into the balakri's field, and I went and I took the trumas and maestris on from his own tour. Uledatoi demanu. What means uledatoi? Ileim uledatoi delay. Uledatoi delay means that of the mafresh, the toreim trumis and maizrois, without his advising and receiving the knowledge or the consent of the Baal Hakri, man shav yishliach. Who appointed him? Who gave him the authority to do this? So you're saying, who says you need the authority? Zokto Daran, we have a famous pasuk when it comes to Truma. If you look at the third and fourth line of the Ran. Exactly, Brother Shah, you're really on top of it. Ilem ledat delay, the high toirim that he has owned us. Man shav yishliach, dor doshinen, don't we darshin from the parsha of Truma? Ma'atim ledatchem, afshluchem ledatchem. Just like when you are giving your Trumas and Maises, you're giving it with your Das, in other words, you know what you're doing. So then, you have to, then the Shliach also has to be Ledachem, that you know that there's a Shliach out there. He can't do it all on his own. Is Lechoyra Mujm Dachzhon. So getting back to our Mishnah, when it says that he's doing it Ledatoi, El Ledatoi, the Balakri, that he's doing it with the full knowledge of the Balakri. The Balakri says, yes, I know you're doing it on my behalf, and it's fine. Freitimura, hakamahani le kovich lichusay. By definition, if somebody asks you to be a shlich on his behalf and you do a shlichus, says the Ran, harim mehaneu. He's giving him anah. And if he's giving him anah, it should be prohibited because he's the mother and he's the mudr. How can the mother give anah to the mudr? So Timur Ella, what I have to say is, mishaloi al balakri. Not that we're taking from the balakri, on the Balakri's Tvua, but that the Madr is taking from his own Tvua on behalf of the Mudr. Aha! And therefore he's, of course, incurring an expense, because he's giving from his own Tvua.
So he's certainly giving him
a... One second. Uledate Deman. And now the question is again, how do we analyze Ledate like we had in the Mishnah? Ilem Uledate the Balakri, if the Balakri authorized him, Hakam Mahanile. Anytime there's a Shlichus, said the Ran, he's Mahanim him, because he's doing his Shlichus. Then avada is anon should be prohibited. Elav ledata denavshe, and Elamai must be talking about that he's doing it on his own, because after all, umishaloi toyer malshel chavera. He's giving from his own. He says, I have to ask him to go and give truma from this is my own tvua. So I'm giving from my tvua, my peiros, and I'm doing it on my own. Zokti maravi amris tzorech das. If you're going to go and tell me, we still need the das of the balakri of the mudr. Haka Mahanile, isn't he giving him Hano? Elalab, what do you have to say? Ein Tzorch Das. And you do not need the Das after all. So the Chorea can be pushed at my Shaila that the Madr can do it on behalf of the Mudr because you do not need the Das of the Mudr if I'm giving it from the Madr's own Schoira, from his own Tzvua.
Das or not, he's still giving him Hano. He's taking the expense of Truma.
That question is an excellent question. Please hold the question okay for a moment. Everyone, the Oila Michel Balakri al Balakri. Really talking about from the Balakri's own Tvua and his own supply. Like Rava said, where did Rava say this? We're going to have that in the next Gemara in another moment. But what we're talking about is a situation over here where it was a shtikl shliach and a not a shtikl shliach. This would be a classic case of Talmudic hair splitting, that a person can be a shliach for certain purposes and not a shliach for other purposes. He's got to be a shliach for certain purposes because the pasuk says ma'atam ledatchem af shluchem ledatchem. He has to be a shliach. He can't go and just do this on his own. However, if he's giving from his own tvua, he can be a shliach to the extent that he's not going to be mahana the other person. Let's take a quick look at the Ran on this point, and then we're going to get back to Barry's point. You have halfway down, Hochanami be'oyme kolaroitza litrim yav v'yitrim. You have that, Rabbi Yisai. V'chi haigav the mahani l'gabi truma. The begilui das b'l'chud de nichale sagi. By the fact that the Balakri made an announcement in shul, right after davening. Rabbi Yisai, I want you to know, kolaroitza litrim yav v'yitrim, gilui das b'l'chud nichale, that's sagi, that's enough. That's enough that he should be shluchachem ledaitchem. That's enough. Ulegabi mudr hano loy choshem hana kiven loy meshava leidach shliach behedya. So even though he is a shliach by the fact that I said kolaroitz alif from yevu yitrim, oh, see, he's doing it on my behalf. But since I didn't appoint you expressly. It was only, if you will, implicit.
A general
type of, yeah. So then, he's not considered to be a shliach to mahanim, and therefore he's allowed to go and do on his behalf. So bottom line is, we cannot go and be poishit our shaila, because our Mishnah could be talking like Rava says, mi bal hakri al bal hakri. And Rava said it's talking about an interesting situation where he called out kolorot litrim yavoy v'yit, right? But what happens if it's talking about that the madir, or even in general, if someone goes and gives from his own tzvur al shel chaveroi, that's not the case in the Mishnah. But that was the case of the Iboilu at the top of the Yomit. Iboilu hatoinu mishloi al shel chaveroi tzor datoi aloi. The Gemara is not boishet that shayla. The Gemara remains with that shayla outstanding. And we're going to go on to a different shayla in a moment. But now let's get back to Barry's question. Barry's question is, you're focusing on, in a case where he gave from his own tzvua on behalf of his chavra, on behalf of the mudder, and you're asking, was he a shliach? Was he not a shliach? Yol ledaitai, nish ledaitai. Isn't there a much more fundamental hanor, the fact that he's giving from his own tzvua, which is costing him money? If I'm giving from my own tzvua, which I don't have to, I'm giving 2% for truma and 10% for maaser and maaser rishon and maaser sheni and maaser oni, whatever the requirements are that particular year, that's costing me money. It's not costing him any money. Isn't that a major financial benefit? So the Ran asked this question.
Maybe it's like tzedakah that he's giving to the
It's still hana.
His benefit.
Am I allowed to go and give, is a madre allowed to give tzedakah to a mudder?
It's hana. No, that's it.
Okay, so
he's not giving tzedakah to the, he's giving tzedakah to the kohen, in a sense, the truma.
Yeah, but he's also giving tzedakah in a sense to the mudder, because the mudder doesn't have to go. He's saving the expense of giving the truma some maizes, which is 22% or whatever.
It's a big amount. On a crop.
So if you look at the Ran about six lines in, El adait denafshe, the toiren, v'loy choshvin alei mahana, kivin de midaiti ovid, he's not giving anything to the mudder. He's now giving something to the kohen and to the levi and to the oni, but he's not going and giving anything to the mudder. That's the famous chanan that we have at the end of Masechtas Suvos. What did chanan say over there? Ibedes mo'isav. That's talking about a person who went and gave mezoinis to somebody else's wife when the husband was away, and there was no contractual obligation, no note, no halvah. He did it on his own good. He's a great guy. He deserves to be guest of honor at the next dinner. However, the master, since there was no contractual relationship, even as Mo'isav, what does the Gemara say?
Chon
is right. So therefore, Asim Asisim Kechonan, that according to Chonan, this would be permissible to the Rabbanan. He efshir, how can I go and be parei choyvei shel chaveroi? If I'm parei choyvei, am I not going and violating the isser of madar and mudar? As we zok the Rashi bezal, v'li nira says the Rashi, no, it's muzni zayin. Afil rabban and shari, even according to rabban would be mutter. The kivin, the asik lekamon, the toyne mishaloi al shel chaveroi toyves anoshel toyrem. That's going to be the next Gemara, which we have not learned yet. But the Gemara is going to ask a shaila. What happens if Yankel gives Trumas Amaisis on behalf of Beryl? Okay, he was mafshir to Trumas Amaisis. Who has now the option to be able to go
direct,
and
direct the benefit, the Truma to the coin of his choice?
To go and select who's the beneficiary. Is it the Torem or is it the Nitram? The Torem that gives on behalf of the other fellow, or the other fellow, after all, it's Trumas Amaisis on behalf of me, so I should have the right. And so the Gemara is going to be poishit at the end. The Torem Shalach Shachaber, it's an Ushal Torem. The Torem has that right to select the Koyin. So Ikal Meimet, the Torem, let's say, La'oise Koyin, you can go and say that Torem, and the Gemara is going to go, Firos, that the Torem, Ikal Meimet, the Torem, La'oise Li'oise Koyin, Shuroitze Miskavin, Vadait Danafshi Ko'ovid. We're constantly thinking of the Torem being such a goody-goody guy vis-a-vis the Nitram, because he's giving 22% from his own. Maybe he has an ulterior motive over here. His ulterior motive was he wants to go and support the Kohen, and therefore I have to go and give Truma. Now this Kohen apparently is a very bashful Kohen, a very proud Kohen. I'm not going to take Tzedakah. I won't take presents. I'm happy to go and take Truma. So therefore, I am trying to give Truma from as many people as possible here in town to be able to go and support this guy. So I'm doing an adat nafshi on my behalf. Ubalakri bigroma de madr bi alma misani. After all, the Balakri never receives any money in his hand. He's just getting the indirect benefit that he doesn't have to give his own 22% trumas and maestras. Since, however, it's the Toyrim who is Mechavin Dafka to do it because he wants to have the right of selection of a Koyin. So he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the other guy. The other guy indirectly gets a benefit. Therefore, that's why it would be permissible, even according to the Rabban. Of course, according to Rashi, it was much easier. According to Chonan, then, of course, he niach mo'iso al-ker na'tzvi. But here he's saying, even according to Rabban, the Rabban would also agree because he's not doing it for Yenim, he's doing it for himself. Anyway, but now that we've touched on this, that's the next Shavu. Yimara bo'yimenei, halfway down. Bo'yimenei Rabbi Yerim Rabbi Zeyra. Ha'toyim mishaleh shel chaveiroi. Toyim v'sanah shalmi. Who has the Toyim v'sanah to select the koyin, the beneficiary? Mi amrinan ilav peyri diheich mi mesakna. If it wasn't for the fact that Yankel is giving from his payrois, then Beryl's kri would not become misukon. It would remain teva. Oy Dilma, if Beryl didn't have the kri in the first place, then Yankel could say 100 times, these payrois should be truma. But if there's no tvua on which this truma should be chal, then the truma wouldn't be chal.
Why not? You can give a 40th. You can give a 30th. Why not? If the person giving the truma wants to keep giving truma and give 44% of his crop, if they have the same,
that's on his own crop. But right. Can he go and give on Yenim's crop the truma? The other Beryl is saying, from his own, he can give as much truma as he
wants. Exactly.
But he cannot go and give truma on my payrois unless I have payrois.
Okay.
So because of the fact that I have payrois, he's able to go and give truma on my payrois. So therefore, I should have the right of selection of the coin because the truma is being given on behalf of my payrois. It says in the Pasik that you have to go, Eiskok Truma Serecha. What's the Lashon HaPasik? Kishal Laser. Eis kol maser tvoas v'shana shlishis shnas maser v'nesata lalevi. It says v'nesata lalevi. So it says over here eis kol tvoas erecha v'nesata. So I put the two. I looked at the second pasuk. You should go back to the first pasuk here in Torah Hashon. Asit kol tvoas erecha. So it says kol tvoas erecha. That means the tvoa of your zera, meaning of your tvoa.
Right.
And then skip a few words, and it says v'nesata akasim kol tvoas afshecha. You have to go v'nesata. And the next pasuk says also v'nesata lalevi l'ger. So it's mashma, the one that owns the tvua, he's the noisin, he's the v'nesata guy. Oh, so it can be poishet l'chayra that it's the fellow that owns the kri, he can do the selection of the koyim et alevi. Frank Gemara Eisvei Torim Mr. Moiz Vesemach Oisul Ledato Viam Restivisano the Bal Hakri Hakamahanile. If you're going to tell me that the Balakri can select which coin to give it to, then he's giving him not only the Hanoah of doing his shlichus, but he's giving Hanoah because now the Balakri can earn money. How can he earn money? Says the Ran. And Yisrael comes over to the Balakri and says, did you select which coin to give it to? No, not yet. How much truma do you have? $100 worth of truma. Good. I give you $10. Please give it to my Einik Aluz Koyin, who needs the panasa. He's learning in Koyli, doesn't have panasa. Please give it to him. And it's permissible for him to take that $10. So you see that that's real money. So if you're going to tell me that the Balakri has that right, so then the Torah is giving him a direct financial benefit by giving him that Toyva Sano, Kama Hanile, Alish Mamina. Toyva Sanoa delight, L'choy Avaraya, that the Toyva Sanoa belongs to the Torah and not to the Nitram, not to the Balakri. Everyone Nishkarai, Ami. Loi Mishon Balakri, Ashon Balakri. The case that you're talking about, the Eisvei Toyva to Moisev and all that, our Mishnah is talking about, like the Gemara said 2 minutes ago, the Balakri is giving on his Balakri. Ula Da'atoy, the Balakri. Like the Gemara said before. So, since we're talking about a situation with a Balakri,
a general announcement, whoever does it.
Exactly, but we're not talking about giving Mishaloi al Balakri. So then this Shaila doesn't come
away.
Up. The whole Shaila is a term Mishaloi, Ashal Chaberai, who has a term to send up. But if you're doing for the Balakri and the Balakri, then of course the Balakri has a term to send up. So therefore, you cannot be poished from our Mishnah. It's Toshimad Yom Rabom Rabbi Yochanan. Hamakdish Moisev Chaimish. Umiskaper Oisit Tvura. So on our Shaila, again, we don't have a Mishnah of Braisa, but we have Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, Hatoim Mishaloi Ashein Shaloi, the Tovis Shinoa Shaloi, meaning that's the Torah that has that right, and not the nitra. I had the pasuk before, says the ran down below, to be thanosh loy shel toirim, two lines from the bottom, the fizeh krod, the chsev aser ta'aser, because what, recha v'sata, aser ta'aser koi. It's not going on the tvuas arecha, it's going on the aser ta'aser, v'ocha k'omar, aser ta'aser, v'nesata, dim'aser, zakai b'nesina. You know who has the right to decide v'nesata, to which koi, to which lady I'm going to go and give it? It's the aser ta'aser, it's the ma'aser person. Who's the ma'aser person? Meaning it's the Torah person. So that's the psak that's then Toivus Anoshalai. We skipped over quickly the Makdish Mitha Miskaper, which is really not Nagia to us. Makdish Moitz of Choymish means, again, you have Yankel and Beryl. Beryl needs to bring a carbon. He has no money. Yankel says, I'm going to bring the carbon on your behalf. And he goes and is mafresh a beautiful behema. And then afterwards, before Beryl has a chance to bring that carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, it gets a mum. And therefore, I have to be poided. The Baalim, if they're poided, they have to be moisef chaymish. Who is the Baalim? Says Rabbi Yochanan, the Makdish, that's Yankel, who is Makdishit. He, if he's poided, he has to add the chaymish on his pidgin. Meskaper oisa tmura. As you know, you're not allowed to do tmura. But what happens if Baalim of a carbon make a carbon tmura by saying, Zezu tmura zu, and therefore they extend now the Kedushas a carbon to the other animal, and it works. Vayihus murasa yeh kodesh. The question is, who has that power to form the tmura? Not the magdish, it's the miskaper. It's the barrel who is bringing the
beneficiary.
The beneficiary, he is the one that is able to go and do it tmura zu, but not the magdish, he does not have that ability. So with that, we finish the shtickel. To be continued, Meshem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai. Thank you all for joining. Brother Shai, a